Hello, my name is Mario Dominguez and I live in Mexico City.
And how would you describe the situation over there at the moment, Mario?
Well, it's a very interesting situation. I've never seen anything like that before. Everybody in the streets is wearing masks. It's uncommon, the people that do not wear masks. There's no schools until May 6th. There's a lot of less action in the city, a lot less traffic than usual. A lot of people are, I think everybody's following the measures of not having right now a lot of contact with other persons just to not transmit those viruses. I actually own a restaurant and the authorities ask us to shut it down. We have not been forced to do it, but we did it on our own goodwill since last Saturday evening. So all the public events and massive events have been stopped.
And have you seen anybody in Mexico showing symptoms of the virus at the moment?
I haven't seen anybody myself, but I know of people that have had it.
And how are they being treated?
Well, some of them just stayed home, and they just feel terrible. They have a bad fever, and they have big muscle aches, but they've been okay.
Memories, and I live here, but I went to Mexico to visit my family for 1 month, and I just stayed there for 15 days because of epidemic, and it's very sad to come back like that.
So you had to cut your trip short because of it?
I don't know. It's very sad, really.
Andy Picking, Mexico City. Should have been there for a week, but got cut short. We landed, got turned straight round, sent back. I just want to say I'm absolutely disgusted at the fact that Britain is doing nothing to try and stop this virus spreading. I've just walked in off Mexico City. Everyone's wearing masks. At the airport, we're wearing masks. We wore them on the plane. Seatbelt sight goes off. Everybody takes them off and just walks in. There's nobody, there's nothing. There could be hundreds of people just walked into this country with a virus and we're doing nothing to try and stop it, nothing.